This year's measles infections in Pennsylvania have already eclipsed last year's total number of cases. Since April, 130 cases have been confirmed. Officials are urging residents to get their vaccines. The Delaware County Health Department is bringing shots directly into communities on its mobile wellness van. WHYY's Nicole Leonard was in Upper Darby on Monday and paid the van a visit.
The Delaware County Wellness on Wheels mobile van offers free vaccines for adults and children, including doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. The van will stop at different locations throughout the county this summer and fall. Registered nurse Megan Shake says the mobile service is convenient for families who don't live near a regular healthcare office.
Because when Crozier closed, it really, really created an access barrier to healthcare.
Shake says the van also addresses other challenges.
The transportation barriers, missing work because, you know, you've got to get your kid to a doctor's appointment, not getting paid because you don't have sick time. We really try to take that into account and figure out ways that we can meet people where they're at.
Health experts recommend two doses of the measles vaccine for full protection against the highly contagious disease. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
An American Eagle flight from Philly to Wilmington, North Carolina, made an emergency landing in Virginia after reports of smoke in the cabin. The plane was diverted to Norfolk International. It landed safely. Our news partner, 6ABC, reports no injuries reported. American Airlines says the aircraft has been taken out of service for inspection. Members of the Plymouth Township Council say they're being bullied by a developer who wants to build a data center in Conshohocken. The developer, Brian O'Neill, challenged the township's zoning ordinance recently, claiming it creates roadblocks. The facility will be housed in the former Cleveland Cliffs steel mill along the Schuylkill. Lynn Vizio is chair of the Plymouth Township Council. She spoke with residents during a live stream announcement.
Our responsibility is not to oppose development. It is to ensure that if development is proposed, it occurs in a manner that protects our residents, our neighborhoods, and the community we are all very proud to serve.